I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Pete across the way, Heller with your updates. As we have another hour left to play with, going right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. If you're just joining us now, well, welcome aboard, and we certainly appreciate it. And give us a call at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Make sure to download that podcast. We had Vin Parisi, college hoops analyst from Fox Sports SNY locally in New York, joined us last hour discussing the NCAA tournament and giving us a great feel and his selections. If you missed that, check out the podcast at radio.com, Apple Podcasts. Let's kick off this third and final hour. We got the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Dave Gettleman defends Odell Beckham Jr. trade.
Right, and let's hear from the Giants general manager as he finally addressed the media. Did it on a conference call and also locally on WFAN in New York, an interview with Mike Francesa. Let's hear from the Giants GM on the OBJ trade.
It was a football business decision. You know, I got the proverbial offer I couldn't refuse. It happened fast, and Cleveland contacted us, and I couldn't turn the offer down.
Could not turn the offer down, as some people are confused about exactly what the Giant game plan is. Well, here's the GM.
Over time, you know, you've got to be patient. You know, everybody wants answers now. We live in an instant gratification society, instant gratification world, and everybody wants answers now. Over time, you'll see it. You've got to trust. Very honestly, it's not my responsibility to tell you guys what I'm doing.
Right, well,
how about that is not my, just like it's not my responsibility to respond to every rumor that comes down the pike.
But
that's not my job.
Okay, it is your job to tell your fan base, the people who pay your salary, something, and not hide in the New York Giants offices, you know, for a couple of weeks while your best player gets moved to Cleveland. Okay, so you are responsible to say something. You might not have to say it to the media. Just put a statement out there, sir, somewhere. Please.
Right, and he did finally do that yesterday. Me personally, I think anything Gettleman has to say now you take with a grain of salt. What he had to say about Odell Beckham Jr., even when he reiterated at the Indianapolis Combine, we didn't sign him to trade him. You don't give up on talent. You never believe that ever again. I think when he discusses situations talent-wise with his organization, I think he's going to tell you what you want to hear or what he wants you to hear, not necessarily what he is thinking. Those are two completely different things. So, I mean, the Giants went from a general manager that never spoke to the media or did it on basically two occasions throughout the calendar year to now a general manager that when he does, you don't necessarily believe or you should not completely believe what he is saying. Because you can't be out there, Taz, and saying that the Odell Beckham Jr. trade was clearly just a football business decision, just an on-the-field decision. That makes little to no sense. When you look at the talent that Odell Beckham Jr. does have, that's why you play the draft process out. That's why the Cleveland Browns gave up a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers in order to get Odell Beckham Jr. because he can be a difference maker on the field. And the Giants did not lose during the Beckham era in New York because of Odell Beckham Jr. They lost because of a lot of different reasons. And if you're going to say that about Beckham, right, you don't give up on talent, then why exactly did you let Landon Collins walk out the door and not move him last season at the NFL trade deadline? And then you throw in the Eli Manning nonsense that you heard yesterday, saying that it was an easy decision to make, that the idea that Eli is that can't play any longer is a low, you know, is a bunch of is crock, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to say that, Eli Manning had an end-of-the-season meeting with Dave Gettleman and was basically asked the question, are you going to be with the Giants next year as their quarterback? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, well, then how easy of a decision was it? I mean, Gettleman basically says he knew right away, I mean, paraphrasing now, and gave you the vibe. Meanwhile, the quarterback came out of the end-of-the-year meeting with Gettleman and left that saying he doesn't know if he's going to be the Giants quarterback.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Gettleman is rapidly losing credibility, and that's bad. When you're one of the key head cheeses in the organization as the GM of the New York Giants football team, and you're not, you have no credibility behind what you're saying because folks don't know if you're talking out of the left side of your mouth or the right side of your mouth, that's a problem. That's a problem. And, you know, you got a fan base that's, you know, I know a lot of Giant football fans, a lot, and for a lot of years, and they're savvy football fans, and they're not going to get worked. And this guy is lying left and right, here and there, and you lose credibility. The whole thing with Beckham, it's like we were talking about this a lot earlier, you know, like it's like they wanted to move him. They wanted to move him. It wasn't like he get this deal he couldn't refuse. Like everybody was knocking on their door like we really want Beckham. No, you floated out there. You contacted teams like the 49ers, like the Buffalo Bills. You know, you wanted this guy gone. And like you and I, Moose, were talking about this a lot earlier about, well, why? You posed the question. You know, you threw it out there. Well, why? If they're going to say it's the off-field stuff, well, why don't they just say it's the off-field stuff instead of saying it's a football decision? And you point that out perfectly because this guy's a great player. This guy's a great, great wide receiver. So if you can't deal with his off-the-field antics, which we both agree isn't that bad compared to Antonio Brown, then why don't you just say that? And that's what you – I don't want to steal your question, Moose, but you threw that out there like, well, just say it. Just say that.
Well, just own it.
Just own it, right?
If that's the way you felt, why paint it? You know, why try and sell the Giant fan that you're a better football team without a generational talent like Odell Beckham Jr.? Because then people question whether or not you have the wherewithal to do the job that you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you know, you could say, I don't want to deal with the distractions. This is not, we want to get back to Giant football. It's become more about him than it has about the team. And I get that. Listen, ultimately, Gettleman will be, Gettleman and the job that he's graded on will be decided this move forward, right? After he trades Odell Beckham Jr., but just come out and admit that. As everyone last week, everyone around the NFL basically told everyone that this was not a football decision. It was about the personality and the distractions of Odell Beckham Jr. No, Gettleman goes on yesterday, meets with the media, interview on WFAN, basically said, no, that's not true. It's not about all that. It's about football. It's about on the field.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
You're going to tell me that you're a better football team without Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, you're going to tell me Golden Tate's a better receiver? Are you going to tell me Shepard's a better receiver? Really? You have
Brown fans seriously? Running through the streets celebrating in Cleveland.
People are calling the cops because people are celebrating so much. It's unbelievable.
So that's where I think right now anything that Gettleman has to say, you don't necessarily believe. You look at it as what he wants you to hear at that stage.
Yeah, it's not right. And listen, like I was saying earlier, real quick on this thing here. Look, the thing is, I really feel like the Giants with Gettleman, they are not saying what they really feel about Beckham, and that it is the off-field stuff to the point you're making, Moose, because they don't want to feel like they're empowering the players, or they don't have control, like they have a discipline problem, and as ownership or management or coaching staff, like they can't control players. Hence, that's why they're putting out there like, well, it's on field. And to the point that you're making, I'm making, how can you say anything about Odell Beckham's play on field? It's ridiculous. It's a stupid thing to say.
It is. He finally met with the media. He didn't come across all that well when meeting with the media.
Yeah. Number two.
NCAA first four games begin tonight.
They do. Out in Dayton, Ohio, your first game, 6:40 Eastern time tip, Fairleigh Dickinson against Prairie View, the Panthers of Prairie View A&M. And then the late game, shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern time, right around 9:10 that game will tip. It's going to be the Temple Owls taking on Belmont. So you got a doubleheader tonight, a doubleheader tomorrow night that's going to be highlighted by St. John's and Arizona State coming out of the Big East and the Pac-12 respectively. So the first four, as we call it in the trade, Taz, get going in the tournament. It gets going in full force on Thursday afternoon.
When are you doing your bracket? When are you going to?
I'm going to have mine Thursday morning. We're
going
to go through
you're
it.
You're going
all.
No, I'm saying you're going to. Be honest. When are you going to do it?
Oh, tomorrow.
Really?
I'm going to work on it a little bit today and tonight, and then I have it finished up by tomorrow. My wife and I, we were talking about it yesterday. She wants to do a bracket too, so I go over it with her too.
So now she's going to be in the thing with
us? No, she's not going to be in with us. She's going to be in for money.
She's smart. So I've been working on this.
She's gonna fire a shot. It's going to be for cash. Not for an autograph rundown.
That's funny. All right. So I've been working on this thing for 2 days.
She'll be a part of it.
Two days.
Okay.
And I'm still not sure. Two whole days. Well, not whole days. I'm not sitting.
You're sitting there.
I'm sitting there. All right, give me water.
All right, what should I go with?
I'm on the Midwest now.
All right, what should I go with here? And your wife's like, you've been working on this region for 3 hours. I know, just one more stat I got to look up.
Oh, we got Parisi coming up. I got to have my act right.
What's their points per possession?
Yeah, I got to get this right because you have become the enemy. So I'm.
Why am I the enemy?
You, sir, are in my crosshairs for this tournament.
Why am I in your crosshairs?
Because I don't like, I told you earlier, I had some of the little comments. Little shots.
Wait a second.
I'm coming at you. I'm coming at you, bro.
Wait, hold on. We're supportive of one another.
Oh, we always are, yes.
Of course.
Except for this. So I have to beat you. I have to win.
It's a lot of pressure.
And I work. I'm the cliche of
no
diamonds.
Shenanigans here.
No shenanigans.
Bruce. I don't want any. Back doors getting into it, filling out your bracket.
You got all the guys. You and Boy, you and Parisi are goombas over here. I got to worry about you and all your connections.
Parisi's not running the pool. Pasegli is.
What am I going to run, the JBL? And, hey, who do you like in the West? I got wrestlers. Who I got? Who am I going to talk to? These guys that be on the glass, they don't talk to me.
I'm talking about filling out your bracket after the games are done.
No. I don't have anybody. It's me. It's my intellectual property. It's my mind.
There you go. All right, well, good
luck.
I am
telling you. Crosshairs. I am my goal now. Mike, what did I say to you when Moose was in the restroom during the break?
You were pounding your yogurt. And right. You seemed very passionate about defeating Moose.
That's what I said to you, and I did. I said, I have to beat Moose. I did. That's it.
I've never seen somebody eat yogurt so aggressively.
Come on, now you're getting a little ridiculous.
I look forward to victory.
I wasn't. Well, you know what? I appreciate your confidence. I respect that. I expect nothing less. I respect that.
I would pick your team that you picked today to win the national championship.
I'm not. No, that team's done. Look who I got to win now. <It's> blank. No, I had.
Let me see your final four.
Knock the hell out of you. No, you're the enemy. I can't show you my playbook.
Let me just see.
I'm not.
Let me see.
No, get out. Don't touch this computer. I am not. I am not showing you. I showed you yesterday.
Look how protective you are.
No, because I showed you yesterday. You showed me nothing. I showed you today. You showed me nothing.
Bilotti, who do you pick?
He doesn't know.
The Red Storm all the way.
He doesn't know who I picked. I don't trust Bilotti. I don't trust Mikey B with these. I don't trust none of these guys. Andrew Bogus, none of these. Heller.
Frankie Heller.
None of these guys.
That is Final Four. Yale, Buffalo, and Colgate.
Well, you're right on two of them. The Buffalo, my Buffalo Bulls, it's running out quick. Thanks to Vin Parise. I was all in. He's like,
make sure to hop online. Hit us up on Twitter at Taz and the Moose. Sign up for the Taz and the Moose bracket challenge.
Oh, no.
To the victor goes a team signed rundown. Bilotti.
Oh, to the victor.
Pasegli. To the victor.
This is confusing, but to the audience,
the victor, right?
Right,
to the audience, the victor.
I have a question.
Not
How
for
many
us.
People do we have, Mike, right now that have registered?
274.
That's it?
It's only been a day and a half.
We need more than that. That's no
good.
We're going
to get more people in.
We need more than that.
1,000.
We had a lot last year.
Yeah.
I got to get on this. I got to talk to my people.
So there you go. Make sure to sign up. Taz and the Moose Bracket Challenge. All right, next.
Number 3.
Damn it.
Dirk passes Wilt on NBA's all-time scoring list.
Yes, and gets a congratulations from LeBron on social media as well, a tip of the cap. Has Dirk, Pasegli, I know he was kind of thinking about maybe coming back. Has Dirk decided whether or not this is it or not officially?
What's the deal?
I believe we don't know yet what his decision will be for next season. He hasn't officially said he's going to retire. He's almost just hinted at it and then enjoyed all the send-offs.
Remember
every arena.
Right? Yeah,
numerous arenas. Yeah. Boston, Brooklyn, New York. every place he's gone, it's been like it's the last season, but we don't have an official word.
All right, I'll ask the basketball savant here a question. And he probably will know this because he's great at it, but I'll throw one at.
I think I know the answer before you ask it.
That's how much of a savant he is.
Mikey, are you going to ask who he was traded for?
Yes.
It was Tractor Trailer.
That's it. Robert Tractor Trailer from Michigan.
Rest in peace.
Wow. God rest his soul. Oh. Yes, correct.
Mikey,
but
geez,
the best. Listen, Dirk.
That's why he's got that podcast.
Yes.
Basketball Marriage.
He's had an unbelievable career, Taz. He's the greatest shooting big man the NBA has ever seen.
I know.
He is not, you know, he's not the greatest shooter. We know how brilliant Steph Curry is. But for a man of his size, standing there at, you know, 6'10", to be able to shoot the basketball the way he is able to shoot it, he's had a remarkable career. He's been a great ambassador for the game across the world. He's been a great representative for the Dallas Mavericks and for Mark Cuban. He's been an absolute asset for the NBA. All the accolades that come Dirk Nowitzki's way, Taz, are well-deserved. You saw a lot of teammates in attendance down in Dallas last night. Kids with their chest painted with Dirk on it.
41s everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place. He's been a wonderful player to watch. Sixth on the all-time scoring list. Listen, I'm not going to make a, you know, I'm not going to script. I don't need him passing Wilt to understand how brilliant Dirk Nowitzki is.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Three-pointers, dude. Close to 2,000 three-pointers. That's 1,960, which ranks him 11th in the NBA history. That's just crazy. His shooting ability, you know, with three-pointers and stuff. Yeah, no, he's great. Just had a great career. And I mean, all those send-offs, you got to go away now. You can't regroup and say, all right, I'm going to keep, you know, that would make you look a little bit like a hypocrite.
Well, let me ask you this. If Cuban says, here's $5 million to come back.
Well, I would do it. You're asking me.
That's not my question. He's getting like $5, $6 million this year. I mean, that's...
Didn't Eli get that on Sunday just to...
Yeah, just to be on the Giants roster.
Unbelievable.
Eli's making $23 million.
It's unbelievable. This year. It's unbelievable.
Gettleman's like money well spent.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It really is.
That's
amazing.
Right. We should all work for bosses that love somebody as much as Gettleman loves Eli Manning.
Well, that happens here.
Mm.
Just not
with
this show. So let's just leave it at that. Little inside baseball for you.
When are we getting video, by the way?
I think we'll get video once. I think we'll get video once. I don't know.
Has Bloom ever responded to your email?
No.
Do you think he was eaten by a lion?
Yeah, well, there's a chance he might have got attacked by a tiger or a lion or a bear.
Like,
bears in Africa? They have silverbacks. No, they bears in Africa.
Those are gorillas, yes. I don't think they have bears.
They have orangutans?
Yes, I believe. I, to be honest,
do you have
orangutans
in Africa?
I'm not sure.
You like burritos?
No.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I'm not sure if they have orangutans in Africa.
Well, you got young kids. I know you guys are into the, you know, you probably know about the zoo and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, hyenas.
You ever go to San
they
Diego
have hyenas
zoo
in
kids?
Africa.
Did you ever go to San Diego Zoo?
I did.
Dude,
great zoo. Yeah, great
best
zoo.
Best zoo ever.
Yeah, great zoo.
Love the silverback habitat.
Yeah, very good.
You think maybe Bloom's there at the San Diego Zoo?
No, Bloom did not respond to your email.
No.
Maybe we should go higher up the food chain.
Well, I could do that with no problem.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
That'd be a text message. That wouldn't be an email.
Why don't we do that? We got to get this moving. You know who I'm feeling. You know.
You think I'm going to let you manipulate me again?
You smell what the moose is cooking.
Like you did on Friday?
Yeah, no.
I smell what the moose is cooking.
No, I'm not going to let... I'm not going to... No. This is not a case. We're not doing something on the air. This is off the air.
No. It's already done.
We got to get this movement.
I'm a little... Now I'm starting to get aggravated that this guy didn't reply to me. That's a little insulting.
He's on his honeymoon, right?
That's no excuse. Okay, you got to work. You got to constantly grind. She's running away from
me. I think I laid odds at like 1-9 that he would respond.
I thought he was going to respond. Usually Bloom's very interactive
with me. I did too. I'm surprised.
So am I. Pete, you surprised on the Bloom?
Exactly.
So, did he sound like Dave Gettleman, Pete, with the voice?
A little bit. I feel bad.
Sound a little
Pete.
Bit better.
Sounds terrible.
I don't feel bad for him.
Sounds awful. It's almost painful.
He's a grown-ass man who's sick. Next.
Taz, I can feel bad for him. You don't have to...
Yeah, here he goes, thank you.
Yeah, really. I mean, honestly. Have a heart a little bit.
I do have a heart.
Heart,
not
really?
Joe, you know that. I do
not
have
really.
A heart.
No, I think you should send that text. Get that going.
Big Boss Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get this moving. Come on, we're in March already.
I don't understand. I'm at the point now where I'm not even expecting a video.
Well, we've surpassed. We were told in November it'd be late January, early February. And then in February, we were told it would be March.
And now, I predicted to someone of power here, that'll be late March. And I was told, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm.
I'd get Connect again.
Hello.
855-212-4CBS.
Stay tuned now.
855-212-4227. Isaiah Thomas finally gets his tribute. Plus, bar or home, best spot to watch the tournament is? We answer that question next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, it is Taz and the Moose here on a Tuesday morning. CBS Sports Radio. We'll get into how you should properly watch the NCAA tournament. And I hopefully Anthony Davis's father was watching the Celtics last night up in Boston. Taking on the Denver Nuggets because Isaiah Thomas got serenaded with a lot of cheers from Celtic fans. We'll get into that as well. Heller's in here. Final time this morning. What's up, Brad?
What's up,
Tobias
guys?
Tobias Heller.
Yes.
The late reaction one.
Sorry.
You're right, bro.
Deep in thought.
Where
over
you
there?
Get the jacket on? What's going on with the jacket? What's the price? It's spring
cold. It was a little chilly. Okay. I went out to grab some coffee, which clearly hasn't kicked in yet. And, still
where
still
do you go
cold.
For coffee?
Hold on, so next door.
Haven't cleared. Yeah. Kicked in yet. You've been at work for 4 hours. I mean, all of a sudden your coffee hasn't kicked in yet?
No, I just got it. Just I don't get it.
How about early? You didn't have coffee earlier?
No.
Bob Feller.
All right, no problem.
I need a cup of coffee right when I get up.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you roll those papers up, crumble them any louder in the microphone?
No, I learned from the best.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, bro.
All right. This report sponsored by the NFL. On night one of the draft, one fan will win the greatest prize in NFL history, season tickets. For 100 years, ends April 7th, 2019. For official rules, visit NFL.com/100/contests. NBA, NCAA, okay. We'll try that again. And take two. I told you the coffee hasn't kicked in yet. About 10 hours away from the start of the NCAA tournament, the first four in Dayton, Fairleigh Dickinson, and Prairie View A&M up first, followed by Belmont and Temple. On to the NBA, 9 straight wins for the Spurs.
A screen by Aldridge into the lane. DeRozan out to the right wing. Bertans open 3. Kristaps! Timeout, Steve Kerr. A big three-pointer there by Davis Bertans, who's number 2 in the league in three-point accuracy. He hits his first three-pointer tonight, and the Spurs lead 109-102.
Bill Schoening, Spurs Radio. Spurs top the Warriors at home 111-105. San Antonio clinching a 22nd straight winning season. Meanwhile, with the loss, Golden State is now tied for first in the West with Denver. The Nuggets beat the Celtics in Boston 114-105. They also clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 6 years. In Dallas, Dirk Nowitzki passed Will Chamberlain for 6th on the NBA's all-time scoring list. The Mavericks lost to the Pelicans in overtime, though, 129-125.
Glad it's over with now. Tried to make it happen really the other night, really bad. The atmosphere was amazing. I just couldn't push it over the top, so it was good today to just get it out of the way soon with 2 shots.
Elsewhere, Russell Westbrook served his 1-game suspension for that 16th technical foul the other day. The Thunder lost to the Heat at home 116-107. Raptors destroyed the Knicks 128-92. Kawhi Leonard sat this one out. He got the night off. Kyle Lowry, though, hurt his ankle. He did say after the game that he'll be all right. Trailblazers beat the Pacers 106-98. NFL news, here's Giants GM Dave Gettleman on WFAN in New York on the Odell Beckham Jr. trade to the Browns.
It was a football business decision. You know, I got the proverbial offer I couldn't refuse.
Gettleman said it's all part of the plan. He also said Eli Manning will be his starting quarterback next season. Blake Bortles is headed to the Rams to back up Jared Goff. Haloti Ngata announcing his retirement. The Bengals cut linebacker Vontaze Burfict. From baseball, the Yankees have agreed to a minor league deal with lefty Gio Gonzalez. He'll reportedly make $3 million if he's added to the Major League roster. Hockey, the Lightning clinched the President's Trophy, a 4-1 win over the Coyotes. Tampa now has 116 points. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Brad. We certainly
great job.
Yes.
Frankie Heller.
Great job. Fantastic job. Brad, good thanks, luck
guys.
On that coffee.
Always back being good. Good. I don't, whatever.
Thank you.
You're in.
Dude, you have a bet.
Giant baby Heller.
I love him. I love Heller. You're the best, dude. You're the best. You are the best.
Last night, the Denver Nuggets beat the Boston Celtics 114-105. Boston did not play with Gordon Hayward, which was certainly an issue. Lose the game by 9. Isaiah Thomas did play for the Denver Nuggets, and he got a lot of cheers from the Boston faithful there at up there in Beantown, and rightfully so. Here is Isaiah Thomas talking about the Celtics tribute.
I was emotional. I almost cried.
Well, we saw.
Almost? But, yeah, almost. That was everything. I appreciate them for doing that. That meant a lot.
It was nice. It was classy. I'm not one for this. You know, I usually believe you're the enemy now. Thanks for coming. I'm not going to give you a tribute. But I got to tell you, I saw this thing here at the Celtics did. It was really, really nice. I was surprised that Isaiah didn't cry. Instead, he clapped when it was over. Everybody was clapping. He clapped too, which I thought was odd. I mean, why do you clap at your own stuff?
I think maybe you don't know how to react.
I think you wave and you say thank you.
No, I know.
You
just it's wave in the your moment. Head,
thank you.
I
like
think
that.
You know. You. I think it's a. I know. I get it.
Thank
Taz.
You. Everybody.
I get it. I think it's. I think people are. He doesn't exactly. Maybe he's applauding the fans for giving him the support and thanking them for all the love that they showed him. Here he is talking about could he possibly return to Beantown.
Can you ever envision a scenario where you might find yourself back wearing green for the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, why not? If the opportunity presents itself, I mean, that would be everything. But I'm a Nugget right now, and I'm happy to be here.
Wow, kind of sounds like...
Well, he only played 7 minutes last night.
No, but I'm just saying, why not? I'd love to do it, but I love being a Nugget.
Right, so. I get it. I mean, he's only signed to a one-year deal the rest of the season. I mean, it's not like he signed long-term out in Denver. The Nuggets are 47-22. He doesn't have a big role up there in Boston, out there in Denver. And you look at a scenario now here where some guys just connect with cities. And Isaiah Thomas, all 5'8" of them, connected with the city of Boston and with that fan base, Taz, and had a lot of memorable and magical nights, and certainly dealt with the loss of his sister as well. But kind of was the starting point in a big-time trade by Danny Ainge where they brought him in from the Phoenix Suns at the time and turned out to be one of those trades where the Boston Celtics clearly won. We know his limitations as a player, right? Limitations defensively. Has been banged up. He has not been the same player after that hip injury that he suffered going, in the right before the trade, before he got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, there is that connection. And for Isaiah Thomas, it felt good for him last night.
Yes.
For a guy that has been in a league where it's all about how big you are, right? And, a land of giants.
Yep.
He's been a guy that's not your prototypical guard, doesn't have your prototypical size, and has had a really nice NBA career up until this point. And I think that tribute that the Celtics did for him last night was not only great, Taz, but it was also well-deserved.
Yes, definitely was well-deserved. And I think you make a great point about playing a sport that you're in the land of the Giants. We talk about Kyler Murray a whole bunch, which that's a land of Giants, too, a little different than basketball. And this guy Thomas has just been unbelievable his whole career. So at 5'8", struggling to be 5'9". That's really, he's just a dynamic, unbelievable, explosive player for years.
And not just that, how about him going to Emerson College, which is a small school in Boston, and playing a little pickup game yesterday afternoon?
So cool, right?
I mean, that's, imagine being a college kid. You go in to play, you go in to play a little pickup basketball in the afternoon, and there's Isaiah Thomas.
Like, what are you doing?
Great,
I'll take him on my team. He's on my team.
No, but that's great.
It is great.
I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that is fantastic.
Very cool.
Showing up there and playing a little basketball during the course of the day.
We should do that. We should run into like a high school, college radio station, just bum rush the studio and do a show.
Right. They'll be like, who are you? Get out of here.
You guys get the hell out of here.
Right. I'm a millennial. I know more than you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right. I have 100,000 Instagram followers. You are an old man. Get out of here. You and your wrestling towel.
Right.
And your orange boots.
Mike and who?
Yeah, Mike and who? Mike and who? Yeah. Yeah, just maybe, you know, do like
get the hell out of here.
We'll pick up radio game. Yeah, we can go to CW Post here in New York because you know
we got a Hall of Famer.
We got a Hall of Famer here,
and the Kingsman. Body
and the Kingsman. So we can go there. And right now he's thinking the Kingsman's all over this right now. Whoa! Taz, who's going to come here and do radio?
He could get us gear.
He hooked us up with gear already. What do you think? You got a radio station there, right?
Yeah, there. That's the Hall of Famer going into. Yeah,
I heard. Did you build the radio station?
I did not build it.
Did you design it?
I did not. It was designed before I was even born.
Okay, right. I was just wondering, because you're in the Hall of Fame. Are you the only Hall of Famer?
No, there's like 20 other people before me.
49, 50.
20, because 20 other people.
49, 50, that's what it cost Bilotti.
49, 99.
To get onto that plaque.
It's like, you know, they have a...
Welcome to the Hall of Fame, like you by have the these, way.
Yeah.
Make sure the check clears.
PayYourWayHallOfFame.com.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
I've heard
that's
of that.
Exactly right.
7 business days.
Let me know if I know the WWE one for that. Maybe I can do that.
We mentioned the NCAA tournament has been a huge talking point. First four, you got a double dip tonight in Dayton, Ohio, double dip tomorrow night in Dayton, Ohio as well. But the tournament in full force gets going on Thursday afternoon. Now, there's a number of ways you can do it. Certainly, you could do it as a sports book, which I think is fantastic and a great experience. You could do it at a bar, which is fun, you know, and you could, you know, start drinking and having a good time if you can.
Pounding
make sure
drinks.
You take an Uber or Lyft home or have a ride home or you're walking distance to the bar. Or you could watch it at home. I personally, if I had my druthers, where would I?
I think I know what you're going to say.
I like watching the game. Either I would go to a sports book or watch it at home.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say sports book. I mean, if anybody follows you on Twitter, you can understand why.
Yes,
I'll be at the sports book this Saturday. By the
so,
way,
so I mean it's pretty simple to understand why. I mean, you have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure that one out.
To but, the chagrin of my wife.
And I understand because you got young guys, so it's tough at the house to really focus
it's tough
on the
at
game.
Home,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, it's that stuff. So I get it.
Right.
Unlike me, who I, you know, I got this, you know, it's my wife and I, and my wife's not going to watch hoops, and I got a son in college, and we got this, you know, 75-room home. So I got all this space. I could play hoops in the house while I watch. So,
well, you have peace of mind.
I have, right. I have cathedral ceilings, all this stuff. So,
I gotcha.
Yeah, I have crown moldings that are so thick and cream color paint, but I digress. So I would probably lean. Let me up. I would lean towards watching.
You'd
it at
rather
home.
Watch at home.
You just wanted the answer. That's what you were looking for. Yeah.
No, at home. A beautiful breakdown of your home.
That's just one division.
I understand.
Yeah, just one division.
It's a mortgage.
Yes. Well, no, there's no mortgage. But I digress. Okay. So anyway, so here's the thing. I would watch it at home. Okay, I get why some men and women would want to watch at a sports bar because you can get yourself some wings, get yourself some brewskis.
I only do that. I'd go to a sports bar if I had like a group of, like if we got together a contingent of Syracuse people and we go to a sports bar and watch it.
That'd be cool.
Right, that'd be fun. You order wings, fries, get some pitchers of
Talk
beer.
Talk about the good old days.
Right, you reminisce a little bit, have a couple shots of Jack Honey, and you call it a night.
Look at you, Hot Shot Jones.
That's it. Yeah. That's a fun night.
Pete, you're going to watch it at the Hall of Fame at CW Post? What are you?
Be over by then.
But if you want to play the games, and it's legal in your state to play the games, you go to a sports book and get great odds.
That's what Mike Tenay does.
Yeah.
You know Mike Tenay.
I know Mike Tenay.
Yeah, so
I know. Vegas.
He would love him. He would love you.
Thursday at sports books across the country is a glorious day.
Yeah.
Well, it's a glorious day.
I'm not in that loop.
I know you're going to be home in cathedral ceilings watching the game.
Yeah, playing wiffle ball by myself.
Playing basketball.
Yeah, so basketball and wiffle ball. Right. Self-hit. But no, I'd watch the game at home. But you know what? I get with the sports book. I do get that. I understand that. And that is a lot of energy in a sports book watching
the
game.
Oh, no doubt.
There's
two sides. There's the winners and the losers.
Well, of course. I've been in sports books nowhere near as many times as you. But so I know that feel. Some folks maybe haven't. So that is Vegas.
It's an experience.
It is
an experience. You don't have to bet a ton of money. I'm not talking about playing. You really don't. And you don't even. You can go to a sports book and just hang out, and you feel the vibe and the
I've
energy.
Done. That's what I've done. Yeah. I was in Vegas. We were wrestling there, and I
feel the
just
vibe
hung out
and
watched
energy.
Football there.
Yeah, and
it was a lot of fun.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
because and you don't have to bet a dime.
You don't.
No.
Yeah. You just
you
don't tell no one that because they'll get mad at you.
Right. Well, they won't give you the drinks.
What? You're not gambling?
Right, because in the Vegas sports books, they come by with the cocktails and the drinks, coffee, so whatever the hell
are
you
want. Are you sick, sir? Why are you not gambling?
You're show me your ticket. Yes, show me. Yeah, no, I just played nickel slots, sir. I just want some wings. I want to watch the Bills.
But wherever you might be, Thursday's a glorious day. Whether it be home, sportsbook, bar, it's going to be a lot of fun.
The jobbers behind the glass. Mike, where do you watch the game?
I enjoy watching the game at the bar. I enjoy the energy. I like the vibe, but I like hearing people scream and cheer and be upset and angry about teams they really, for 99% of their life, will never care about. I like watching that.
That's called ambiance. And, the Hall of Famer?
I watch it at home.
That's great. you know what I might do? I might get on one of my treadmills. And because I got to start doing some cardio, more cardio. I've slipped on my cardio, and I'll put it on the TV.
I'm not working out there.
No, well, you know, it's kind of fun to do. I watch sports a lot. When I was doing more cardio,
I watch sports.
I do cardio.
I give you credit. That's a great job by you.
Well, I was
killing two birds with
years.
One stone.
You know, I did this
that's
for years.
That's a nice job.
Yeah, so, but I haven't lately. I've slipped on my cardio, but I'll pick it up again. Right. Summer, maybe I'll have abs or a ab, one or the other, or two abs. We'll see. I'm working on it.
Undercard. Comes your way next.
Well said.
Stories we miss from the rundown. That comes your way next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Tuesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
You can get abs.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is Taz and the Moose with you. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. Let's get to it, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, go ahead, Michael.
So the official March Madness bracket from the NCAA says on it, quote, "Don't bet on it." Your response to them would be what?
I'll leave this to Moose. He's like, come on, what do you mean?
Those are the rules!
Right. Like, that's part of the whole thing.
Wait, so is that like a catchphrase, or they're saying literally don't bet on it?
They're literally saying to cover their own rear. Don't bet on it. Well, but everyone, it's on the official tournament bracket.
Yeah, but everyone fills out a bracket. Everyone does an office pool. All people care about is their own brackets. And that's it. I mean, you know, people are going to be betting the games individually as well. There's prop bets all over the place. No, come on. That's part and parcel with the NCAA tournament.
A lot of people love to gamble on these games, and they should. I mean,
right, just accept it. Now, I understand it's collegiate athletics. You're not going to go hand-in-hand like you've seen some of the professional organizations with betting entities now. That's becoming more, that it was passed to be legal across the country. Now it's on a state-by-state basis, Taz, but... I get that, and I know about protecting their own rear end, but, I mean, don't put that in there because you know everyone's betting on it.
What's the odds? You're dialed in here, I'm sure, to some level. I guess Duke's the odds on
2-1. 2-1.
Or
9-4.
And who's like who's the long shot? Like Arkansas probably or something like that or Arizona?
Well, Arizona's not in it.
That's what they'd a long shot.
Be the real long shot. Sean Miller probably is going to get fired.
68 teams.
Head coach.
Tough to memorize them all.
FBI wiretaps.
I'm not Ben Parisi.
Arkansas is not in it either.
Well, that's why they're 10,000 to 1. Damn right. How about CW Post? What's the odds of them winning it?
I don't know. I like the Razorbacks.
Go Pioneers.
No, they're not in it. No. Let's see.
Is Navy going to win?
What's up?
Navy? No, they're not in it either. Navy's not in it. How about Bucknell? They lost to Colgate. Not in it.
What? No.
I'm being a wise guy.
I know you are. I know you are.
No, I'm just saying. Duke
now is plus 2.25. So you lay 100 to win 225. The longest shot on the board is Prairie View A&M. They're plus 100,000.
That's who I have winning this whole thing.
So you put $100 and you win $100,000 at Prairie View A&M. Who's in a play-in game tonight. They have to win 7 to win the NCAA tournament.
Watch their backcourt. They're quick.
You never know. I would think Abilene Christian, they're playing Kentucky. They're a 15 seed. I would think, what's their odds have got to be? I'm sure you're looking at something you can see the actual odds of each team.
Abilene Christian. They are
they're plus 100,000 as well.
All righty then.
Yale is plus 50. It's Vermont team. Plus 50.
That's my team.
I'll tell you a good bet. Who's a good bet that realistically can win it?
What's Nova on there?
Villanova is plus 5,000.
Yeah.
Squish. I would take Florida State plus 3,300. Florida State plus 3,300, Tennessee plus 1,400. And Michigan State.
Tennessee, how much?
Tennessee is plus 1,400.
Damn.
Michigan State's plus 1,200. Now, they're plus 1,200 because they're in Duke's region. But if they should ever get past Duke, Michigan State can beat anybody else that's in the tournament.
It's going to jack up big
right,
time.
So you're taking plus 1,200. I know Parisi had them losing to Maryland, but you're taking a plus 1,200. But think about what their odds would be if they ever beat Duke. And it's not like Duke's unbeatable. They can't shoot the ball.
Duke, yeah, no, I know. Unlike you mentioned Florida State. I remember the numbers.
Florida State's plus 3,300.
And Florida State, Seminoles, they got a bunch of dudes who can shoot threes.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team.
They can, yeah.
They are a good team.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. Your Auburn team, plus 2,500.
Damn. What's going on here?
Kentucky plus 12.
Well, I was locked in.
Here are your four betting favorites are your four number one seeds. Duke plus 2.25, Virginia plus 550, Gonzaga plus 600, North Carolina plus 800.
And Vin Parisi doesn't have Gonzaga getting out of the West.
No, he does not.
Interesting, huh?
He does not.
Interesting. All right.
Next.
What are you doing? I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
Don't bet on it. Eli or Ryan Fitzpatrick for one season. Who would you rather have as your starter?
That's called a 1v1. That'll be done tomorrow. Next. No, I'm kidding.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Remember we used to do 1v1s?
Yes.
I would say that was sarcasm. If anybody missed it.
I picked
my
up
partner
one.
Caught it. Yeah. No, I know you did.
I got it. Eli.
That's a good question, right? Fitty Patrick. I would say... Oh, gee whiz. What's all those 400-yard games he threw? I'm going to have to go with Fitzpatrick. And I'm surprised I said that. I thought I'd go Eli, and I respect Eli and what he's done, but I just think I think it's over. I don't know. I'm going to go Fitzpatrick, Bruce. Tough one, right? This would have been a hell of a 1v1.
I mean, for one season, money doesn't factor in. I'd probably take going to factor money in, I'd probably take Fitz.
It's all about the money.
Well, do I feel comfortable paying Eli $23 million? No. Fitzpatrick at 5.5, what do you get? 2-year, $11 million deal, which could be up between 17 and 20 based on incentives. I'd rather have Fitz on that deal than be paying Eli Manning $23 million.
But the thing is...
I don't think Eli's shot, but he's not $23 million quarterback.
No, he's definitely not. I'm down with you on that. No argument there.
He's not Croc.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stick with, I think, Fitzpatrick. I'm going to go Fitzy. I think so on that.
All right.
It's a good question, though. I think it would have been a good 1v1. I mean, I don't know why we can't do this 1v1 now.
No, not now.
I mean, it's just
well, we
the
could.
Cat's out of the bag, as the old cliche
not
goes.
Exactly like we are strong with our answers.
We're right.
Maybe.
Well, no. Well, we'll have to see.
Shows you how bad Eli is right now.
But the other thing too, with Flores as the new head coach of the Dolphins. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Dolphins. It's going to be tough for Fitzpatrick. You know, he might have less weapons than Eli.
How about the Redskins making news yesterday? Eric Flowers, and Adrian Peterson.
Bro, you got to stop. Skins. You're all over people on Twitter.
What do you mean?
Guy that never tweets, you become a. But anything Redskins, you are the most nasty troll Nasty.
They're
like, towards anybody who tweets it.
They're so innate.
Oh, bro, you're bad.
But you really took, like, the reported tweet, and then I added my own color and flavoring to
you
it.
You think?
Yeah.
You think you added your own color and flavor to it? Adam Schefter's probably like, wow, this moose is rough.
Mark Malik,
this guy's tough. Oh, God. He's like, man, this guy's stiff.
I mean... The Redskins officially announced they signed Adrian Peterson to a 2-year deal. And Eric Flowers,
who you love from the Giants.
Remember, he stinks. They're going to make him a guard, though.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be excited about that.
Here comes the Hogs, part 2. No,
Mike,
I don't think so.
Pete, great job.
No more Hogs.
Taz, enjoy your Tuesday, brother.
You too, sir. Good job.
Till tomorrow, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.